Auroville Film Festival 2011. Presented by Auroville Radio.
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
From September 29th till October 3rd.
Human Unity!
Hello everyone, good evening. So tonight it's Auroville Radio live debate from the Auroville Film Festival. We are broadcasting live right now from the Auroville Radio website. So maybe there is some listener who can hear us. Today it's a special day because the theme of this day is I am, you are, we are filmmaker. This day it's debate related to, everyone can be a filmmaker those days. And our guests tonight, they are not professional filmmakers, but they are passionate. And they use the filmmaking as express their creativity. So tonight we welcome Kumar. Hi Kumar, take a mic please.
Hello, good evening.
So Kumar, can you present yourself briefly?
Yeah, I'm working for miniature. Okay, so I made the Shanti film.
You made a Shanti.
Shanti film regarding this children education.
Okay.
The film story is the children should take the responsibility. Okay, their friends. So I made one story that one poor girl, okay, with going with the school. Suddenly they stopped because of due to their family problems. Her mother sent her the work somewhere. Then the children, they feel, why she's not coming school? What happened? Then they went to enquire the house.
Inside way.
Then her mother, okay, scolded them. Okay, she will not come, it is not your business. Okay, you go your home like that. Then they felt, we cannot live like that. She should come back to school. Then they went to and complained to the teachers. Okay, then brought back to them. And the teachers spoken about the education of women and the children. Okay, then she realized, okay, the government helping to the children for education and all that. And because of your problem, your poverty, you should not send her to school.
Okay. So if you're okay, Kumar, we will discuss more about your movie later.
Yeah.
So the movie is about a child who's working and can I go to school? That's
That's
okay, thank you. After we welcome Ireno. Ireno is well known in Auroville as a photographer, but he made a movie, and very special movie.
Yes, I'm Ireno. I'm living in Auroville since 88. I'm a photographer, as Chloe just said. And should I talk now about my movie, or you would
in
like?
In two words.
Okay, it's just a small animation movie not using a camera. I'm not a video maker, but using material taken from the internet, material which was available, and combine in a new way. I mean, the challenge was to try to do something without a camera, without professional equipment. And if people want to express in that field, I think there is plenty of possibilities given by the net.
Okay, thanks. After we welcome Loretta, can you present yourself?
Yes, I'm Loretta. I came to Auroville first in 1972. I never in my whole life had a single thought that I would ever be a filmmaker. And I make exhibitions. They're research exhibitions on Mother and Sri Aurobindo. And 3 years ago, I did an exhibition on the Mother and Flowers. And suddenly everybody said, Loretta, you must make a movie about this. You must, wherever I went. So I said, okay, I can try. What shall I do? And so I did an experiment. And I made a 13-minute film, And it went poof like that. It was perfect. It was fantastic. And so now I'm making a two-hour film on the mother and flowers, and everything comes. It's wonderful. Film is an incredible medium. It just, on every level, it's wonderful.
Okay, thank you, Loretta. So next to you is, hey, Mario.
Oh, it's you. Yes, I'm Mario. I joined Euroville 89.
One year after Ireno. Yeah.
Yes. First I signed
Ireno. It was an Italian caravan coming this time.
No, first I signed Ireno just to see, and I got some report, and then I came. So this is not my first movie. Mm. I did some in the past for Euroville video. But this is the first time I film a lot, but this is the first time that I show something.
What are you doing in Euroville?
I need one day to explain, but I've been for 16 years constructor. I'm electronic engineer and so many other things.
And how it come to you to make a movie?
Well, I did actually want, but I saw something in Italy in the train which triggered me to pile up few images. My film is only 3.5 minutes. And what I want to do is share my experience through images. They gave me a lot, and I want to share that. That's all.
I think you will come back after. So next to you is Abad. You don't want to speak?
After him.
So, hello, Antonio.
Hello.
Antonio, you came with your... So you made three movies during this film festival.
Yeah.
How old are you?
30.
30?
No. 13.
13. And who is your the person close to you?
Mario.
He is your favorite actor?
Friend.
Ah, your friend. So you wanted to bring him tonight. Why?
Because we made many movies together.
And what's your movie about?
One is about ghost, about the ghost in Bavio's house.
And then I go to find it and I discover that in my past life I did something wrong. And
Euroville Film Festival 2011. Presented by Euroville Radio.
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
From September 29th till October 3rd.
Human Unity!
We have a technical problem. Please listen to the music.
Okay, I say Antonio, we now we can restart. So, what were you saying?
Oh yeah, we made a movie called Parkourera. We mix parkour, the free running, and capoeira, Brazilian martial art. And we make one thing like free running martial art. And this is the story.
There is two people, and one's name is Desmond, and one is Antonio. And there is a druid also. So Desmond and Antonio, they have a fight.
No, the Desmond wants to have superpowers, and then the druid gives him a rune stone, so he has superpowers. But then he punches Antonio. And the power spreads on, and then they fight, and then the power goes away, it wears off, and then they're both friendly, and they train together parkour.
Okay, so those movies you can see on Sunday afternoon, huh? That is, huh? Sorry? Ah, there is one more movie.
It's called Time Stretch.
It's about things we slow down from what we see, and it's from normal life, and we have made an experiment. And what? It's what?
Four parts.
Yeah, four parts.
How it come to use this? Because the movie of Mario is about the time also. It's timeless, your movie. And their movie is Time Stretch.
No, but Time Stretch is different. We show things in slow motion, like water, like in slow motion.
Why did you wanted to do something about this, the time stretch? You want to use the effect?
Experiment.
Oh, now it's light. Okay, our last guest is Indrani. Hi, Indrani.
Hello. I'm Indrani from Life Education Center. I am working with girls, young school dropouts girls. I did Feelings of Colors, the movie name. It was very nice. I like very much colors, so different colors, you know. Each colors have a different quality. I show it that in the movie. Yeah.
Okay. When can we see your movie?
Tomorrow at 3:55.
Okay. So all of you, is it your first movie for most of you, or you already made a movie? If someone wants to speak. Tiens. Mario?
As I said before, it's not the first one. I made a film for Auroville when the Dalai Lama was here. Interview the Dalai Lama, and then one film on paragliding, the first school in Auroville, started in Auroville. And then we went up to Pune to teach people how to fly. And some other for transition school to show what they are doing there with body. At that time was body awareness. So I guess four in total.
So you didn't make this specially for the film festival, you already know?
No, this is special for film festival, and I took some image of my image which I filmed since the past 15 years.
Ah, okay. This is archive.
Archive, my archive.
Your archive.
But not yet, most of them not yet shown.
Okay. Nice. Loretta, is it? It's your first movie?
It is my first.
It's okay.
It is my first movie, and I said it's only 13 minutes long, and it will be shown on Monday morning, 9:00.
Okay. And Ireno, it was your first experience?
Yeah, it is my first movie. I just did before some animated slideshow. And the film has already been broadcast in the Cinema Paradiso the first evening.
How was the reaction? You were there?
I was there, and I think it was quite nice. I didn't expect that. It was really warm and I think well accepted. I was not expecting that because it was really, I don't know.
Because your movie is quite, there is a lot of humor in your movie.
There's a lot of humor, I hope, a lot of life, a lot of... And people, I think, could react to that. But still, I was surprised because I've shown a not finished edition of the movie while I was doing the process. And I didn't have really a fantastic reaction. I thought, okay, I might have to work a little more on it. But probably when people is together, watching a movie is a completely different thing than being at home next to a single person. When you watch a movie collectively, something else happens. No? That was, I think, the thing that made the people react in that way. When you are together, if somebody is happy next to you, immediately you catch and you share it.
Is someone have his movie already screened? Or is you were there at this time or so, when your movie were screened? Yeah.
Yes, I was. This movie was just, excuse me, was just supposed to be to show the parents of my cameraman. It wasn't supposed to be a movie. And it has an independent life of its own. A lot of people have seen it, and everyone is affected by it. They have a wonderful response. And it's just a surprise. It's just this wonderful thing that came out through the movie medium, and it has a life of its own, and it goes on. It's on a website.
As Ireno said, is it a different feeling when there is lots of people watching than only one person?
Not for me. But I think that's probably because I'm reacting to the movie myself, and I have the same feeling when I watch it.
Okay. What is important for you as a filmmaker? What do you want to express first in your movie? Kumar? Oh,
yeah. Our creativities, no? Our ideas, we can show our, whatever comes our mind, no? We can show that this is...
You felt free to express your creativity with making a movie?
Yes, it was quite nice when we do these things, no?
How did you make your movie? It was part of a workshop, or you decide by your own?
It's a part of a workshop, because we did with our team, with the LEC group, 7 movie we did, because 7 girls, each one we did each movie. We did for a director and writing, these things, you know, we did, you know, each girls, they did each movie. But we helped, like, you know, assistant director and the cameraman and the boom, like this, you know, each one helped us.
What did you learn by doing a movie?
It's a lot. We learned a lot, because we never seen for a movie camera. We never touch, you know, but this is for new for us, for our girls, for me, and this is very, very new. It was very nice, and very nice time with us. Shashi only thought very nicely for us, you know. It was very nice.
Are you feel like making more movie now?
Yeah, I think so. I like to do.
Do you have already ideas?
I have some ideas. I have some ideas, but if the opportunity comes, I can do it. I will do it. Yeah.
And Kumar?
So actually, I made this is the second movie. The first movie is E power meet the D power. That means education power meet the domination power. So like uneducated women's struggling their lives. That is the 2009 I made the story. So that time, 10 minutes the story. Now 20 minutes I made this year, Shanti. All about the educations and women's developments. Okay. So the main thing is my idea, okay? When I make the film with the good stories, the children's participating, children's acting, okay? So they come to know these things practically. So then I hope they will also
where practice. Where the children are coming from? The children, they from Auroville or the village?
No, from the Kut Road, Pondicherry, like that. The school children, all 6th standard, 5th standard, 9th standard, like that. So I hope they will practice their life.
You think it inspired them to to
yeah, yeah,
also
it's inspired them. Yeah. When I'm seeing their acting, okay, I'm understanding they're inspiring them, they're very interested. And it's a new things, no? When the children's, the acting and the hearing all these stories, it's a new things for them, okay? Yeah. So they're understanding the problems. After 20 years, 25 years, they're going to face the problem. Now itself, they're understanding. Okay.
So for you, in making movie, is more the the content, the subject that you want to express, than the how to, the, because, for example, Ireno or them, it's really the playing with the video, with effect, video effect, and aesthetic. Also, your movie is very aesthetic and new too. But for you, it's more the content who are important, no?
Yeah. No, I'm not understanding what you're asking.
The content, the meaning of your movie, it's very important for you.
Yes, yes.
The message. Yeah.
A message is very important to the people. That
and,
is the thing.
And for you guys, what is very important as making a movie?
For me, it's beauty. To express beauty in every way.
Well, I didn't use a message in this movie, but I agree that message is very important. So, aesthetic as well. A good movie is a combination of so many things: good actor, good script, good editing, good sound, good cinematography. In this particular case, I used material which was not mine, and I combine it without a meaning, just for fun. But I agree that a real movie has to be more than that, and different levels of. Yeah.
For you, Mario, also, it was a very aesthetic movie. Yeah?
Well, you know, when you are in front of something which is aesthetic, it's very difficult to film something which is not aesthetic. So I don't want to give meaning. And what I felt when I was in front of this happening, I felt timeless. So I could go on and film and film and film and film. So what I want to share is this effect. Beauty is there, okay, because it is beautiful. Not because I created it. And editing, I tried to edit just spontaneously. I didn't want to think this has to come before and this. I took from the only one theme is there, which I filmed. Not even with a professional camera. I was in the train and I saw something very beautiful expressed by hands. And there gave me the clue and I said, yes, it's happening something which I cannot explain and nobody can explain. So that is the only way, theme that I use. But then I put just image one after the other. And I try not to put my mind into that.
Okay, nice. So now we will gonna make a little break. Yes, Sassi?
With a lot of
I don't know if you've seen those screens who are in town hall and in La Terrasse. There is a time, building time. And so now it's a kind of documentary, short documentary made by Christophe about those artists who made... this time, working time.
Auroville Film Festival 2011. Presented by Auroville Radio.
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
From September 29th till October 3rd.
Human Unity!
Alors, so that was a movie made by Christophe about those artists who made this time, living time building. We are back with our guest who made a movie for the film festival. I would like to know, it's not your main activity, of course, to make a movie. And what is to be amateur in making movie? Is it bring something more than if you are professional? Do you understand my question? My Franglish is horrible, I'm sorry. What can bring to be a non-filmmaker?
I think it brings a tremendous joy. I mean, we all grow up looking at films. We see all these wonderful things that people do, and we're not on a time schedule and we're not responsible. It's not a business where you're stuck and you have to do it. But you get to do something that you never thought you could do and that works so well and that in a sense at least looks at something like what you've always seen.
with the joy, with good message to give the through media.
To give a good message?
With the joy.
Well, it's not being professional. I think it's a chance to discover something new, to go through all the difficulties of a new work. I think everyone who starts a new work will face some difficulties. But it was nice to see what were the difficulties, try to overcome them, and in the process enjoying what you are doing. In this case, I was doing an animated film. I really discover how many hours these people who are making a big production should spend. I was not aware. I knew that there were a lot of hours, but not so many, because I could see with my little experience that you reach a level where you are satisfied of the work after spending so many hours. But then you watch again the work and you see that the level is there and should be growing and go in another level. Then you work to reach that level. And then again, when you are there, you see there is a third level, if you want, and I think a fourth, a fifth, a sixth. It's a never-ending process for an animated movie, I think. I think the people also make big production at a certain point, they have to say, okay, enough. Because they could go on and on improving the quality of the light, the quality of the movement, quality of so many things, but I think they say, okay, the deadline is that, let's stop there. So, for me, it was a discovery of really how much is required to make a...
In photography, it doesn't require so much work, no? Or...
Well, yeah, is there, yeah. Well, it's in a way easier, but also in a single frame, in a single image, there are level of perfection between brackets, because perfection is not easy. I mean, we know that is not a word that you can achieve easily. There are different levels in photography. You have to grow by growing as a photographer. After 10 years, you will see certain things. After 20 years, you will see things which you were not seeing 10 years before, and so on. So every 10 years, I guess, a photographer starts seeing really in a completely different way.
And by having this experience making a movie, it will bring something new to your photographer work?
I think maybe I would say that is the opposite. By knowing a little bit photography, I was able to approach a field which I never explored before with a certain background. Now I don't know if this work will bring me in my, let's say, my usual job, but it could be. I have to experiment. I don't know. It could be. It could bring something new in my photography work as well.
Is someone have find a kind of vocation by making this movie? Like Antonio, what do you want to do later?
We want to make a series of short movies, 3 minutes, and maybe one more part of Ghost. Yeah.
Like the Ghost 2?
Yeah.
Ghost 3.
But we're not sure.
and when you will become adult, do you want to be a filmmaker?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
And you, Bavio, you want to be an actor?
I don't know. But I was thinking that me and Antonio can make films together. Maybe. A and B productions. Whatever, BNA.
So who was the chief?
Antonio was the chief and the pushing man.
How is it?
He's really good. He has good ideas. Crazy sometimes, but good idea. And I get along with him. We are friends and like, yeah.
And there is lots of fighting scene on your movie. do you like fighting?
In some movies, yes.
Your movies was not part of workshop, like all main of kids who make movie. Why you really want to make a movie?
I don't know. We just want to participate. We have ideas. We want to make movie.
We want to share ideas. We want to like express it into a thingy. Yeah.
Which ideas you want to share?
Example, we get an idea about a movie, or not even a movie. We get idea that what happens if we do this. So then we transform it into a video, and you know.
We also share ideas. We have like stories like about aliens and nobody believes us. We make a movie, people watch. It's much easier to tell them, like, instead of going person to person, yeah, you know, a ghost exists.
There is also lots of magic in your movie. Do you believe in magic?
Yes, but I like fiction movies.
Do you find something magic in making movie? Is there something that can come especially?
Yes, I think it's the most magic art, probably, no? It's so wide and, I mean, it's a lot of magic.
I think if you're in the right space, then it's all magic. And everything just comes, and it comes in the right way, and it's always much more beautiful and more wonderful than even you imagine it's going to be.
Indrani?
If you see in a Tamil movie, you know, it's so many people, if the, you know, one person, he want to become a rich, you know, the one song, they will show it. They finish the song, he will a rich man, you know. This is magic. It's a real life. We can't do like that, you know. It's like magic.
I would like to know what the public, if the public want to have question or want to share something, but I think they are all busy by eating, no? there is our hostess Fleur. Fleur, do you want to go through the public and ask if they want to have questions? Or Antonio, what?
ask them if they enjoy the food.
Yeah.
Hear me? No? Ah, yes, okay. I was thinking maybe we can ask people, since the theme of tonight is that we are all filmmakers, if they would like to make a film themselves one day. Who knows? Hello. This is a live broadcast on Oroville Radio. And the theme of tonight was that everyone is a filmmaker. So we have a lot of beautiful Orovillians, also children, who made films, and we were wondering if any of you thought of making films themselves.
I didn't get the question.
Would you ever like to be a filmmaker?
Maybe, yeah. I'm not sure. But...
Did you go to the film festival already?
No, I just watched two movies.
And did you enjoy it so far?
Yeah, I did.
What is eating?
What are you eating? Share it.
Egg sandwich.
Egg sandwich. Is it good?
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. Yeah, it looks like everyone's just eating. And listening, okay. And listening.
Okay, nice.
Hello, enjoy your meal. Do you have questions for our new filmmakers? You don't talk when you're eating. Okay, I'll let you eat. Enjoy. Okay. I guess everything was said, so thank you.
Okay, We will remind when your movie is going to be screened. Kumar? Alors, take a mic.
Monday 2:30 in Bar Nivas.
Monday 2:30 Bar Nivas. Yes. Your film is?
Shanti.
Shanti, okay. Yeah. So, Rino, it's already. Yeah. Lorraine?
My film will be screened on Monday morning, 9 o'clock, Cinema Paradiso. And it's called Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, Finding the Psychic Being.
Okay. If I remember well, tomorrow at 7-ish, 30.
Why?
Yeah.
Which place?
Cinema Paradiso.
Cinema Paradiso. You going to be there?
I don't know.
Do you gonna vote also for your movie?
No, no, I'm not participating for the votes. Okay. Just to share what I got. And you?
Your time stretch is going to be at 3 o'clock. Bharat Nevas at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and other movies Antonio will say.
Parguera will be 3:45, and then right after Parguera will be Ghost in Bharat Nivas, I think till 4:17. Yes.
Tomorrow, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. And you?
Yes, my movie also for Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Sunday afternoon, 3:30. But our team movie all together is coming. It's started at 3:15. It will start to 3:35, like that it will finish.
Okay, because there is other movie from Life Education Center.
Yes, it is yesterday we saw here. It was very nice. Today also, yesterday one girl movie they showed. But no end in education, the movie name, something. But today's day in LDC. Today they showed, but today I couldn't see because I went to my exam. My BCom exam I went, I couldn't see that. But unfortunately I missed that. Maybe your people will be give for a CD, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Did you watch movies already? I think so. Those days? Which movie you prefer the most? You want to say something, Antonio?
No.
What's time?
Huh?
What's time?
What? You want to know what time is it? Yeah. I don't know.
He has to go to Garba Dance.
You go to Garba Dance? What is Garba Dance?
Indian traditional dance on...
It's not Indian.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is Indian, but it's from Gujarat. Yeah, and it's not traditional. It's just from north part, northeast and all. It's a special kind of dance, there are different ways. And yeah.
Music, what about the tale, nine lines, given the eight?
Oh, yeah, there's a story, but I don't know it properly.
It's like some person defeats some demon, and then they have to celebrate for nine nights. So this is one of the nights that I prepared in our school.
Normally, they dance for nine nights from 10 to 4 o'clock in the morning. In Gujarat, like, you can go there and see their dance like 9 days, all the women and all the men also.
Where is it tonight?
It's in Deepanam School. All are invited at 7 o'clock or 7:30.
Okay, so after, if you want, you can go to Deepanam School for dancing session. Did you see movie those days?
Which movie? Yeah, we saw some movies. I saw some movies yesterday. We saw that Aboriginal one, then we went to watch that one, Our Generation, with the school. Then I saw, what's that name? Economy in Arville, something like that, commercial units.
The one that you prefer the most?
Oh, yeah.
That
I don't
you
know.
Vote for?
Huh? I voted for Aboriginal one, Globina Modrina. I don't remember.
Okay. And you? Did you see a movie that you really liked?
I seen a movie which was shown after mine. It's called Si Può Fare, We Can Do It in English. And as I said before, I've seen this movie twice before in my house, and it was nice, I enjoyed it. But watching the movie together with all the people is a completely different experience. I hope Sina will not die in the theaters. I hope people who is building home theater will invite a lot of friends, 20, 30 minimum, because cinema has to be seen together, I think. It's very special.
Okay, so do you have something to say? We can close this this session. Thank you very much for coming. So don't forget to see their movie. It's really nice and well done. And thank you very much.
Auroville Film Festival 2011. Presented by Auroville Radio.
Human Unity!
Human Unity.
Human Unity.
From September 29th till October 3rd.